From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean are looking for the wreckage of the Egypt Air jet that crashed into the sea Thursday. The plane with 66 people on board was approaching Cairo on a flight from Paris when it disappeared from radar. Egyptian officials say terrorism is a possible cause of the crash, but aviation experts warn against speculation, saying it is too soon to draw conclusions. The Nigerian army says a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago in a raid on her school has been rescued. The first of the Chibok girls to be rescued from Boko Haram appeared before journalists in the Nigerian capital Abuja Thursday. Amina Ali said nothing during the news conference, just sat slumped in a chair. China is demanding the U.S. cease close surveillance along the country's coast, following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and one U.S. military plane. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Initial reports of the incident characterized it as unsafe.
The Pentagon said the two Chinese jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman denies the Pentagon's version of what happened, saying the Chinese planes kept a safe distance and did not take any dangerous actions. NATO has officially invited Montenegro to become its 29th member. NATO foreign ministers signed the accession protocol in Brussels Thursday as Montenegrin Prime Minister Milo Djukanovic looked on. All 28 legislative bodies, including the U.S. Senate, must ratify the protocol before Montenegro can actually join. This is VOA News.